Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Mabo, and he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley.
Welcome in and happy Friday, people. Happy Friday. Another Friday. The weekend is here. Another Friday edition of It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Chance Collins in here with Brandon Johns today. Trey Wallace out on location at the SEC tournament. If you've been following Trey, you know you've been seeing his tweets and everything, keeping you locked in, keeping you updated. We'll hear from Trey, I'm sure, sometime during the show today. Probably call us at halftime of this LSU Florida game, which is about to kick off here at 1 o'clock, I do believe. That's the next game we got on the books. Tennessee on the late night tip tonight. Late night tip, 9:30, Nashville, Tennessee, taking on the Bulldogs. Mississippi State handled. Hey, they really pretty much just went to town on A&M last night. Auburn won against Missouri. And let's see what else. We got some other results too. Florida moved on. Like you said, we'll see them today. LSU. Alabama will play Kentucky at 7. Tennessee with the late night tip. Mississippi State, you've already handled them. They got a lot of length. Would have rather had A&M, been playing A&M tonight instead of Mississippi State. Still shouldn't be alarmed. Tennessee, much better team than Mississippi State on all accounts, all around, all facets of the game. You got Auburn and South Carolina going to tip off at 3:30 today. Auburn had a close one, though, with Mizzou. It was a close one, Brandon. Bringing Brandon Johns today. It was a close one. He's over there getting set up still. But, yeah, Auburn had a close one. That was a little bit closer than I expected in that one, 71-61 over Missouri last night. But now it starts, Brandon. Now we have entered the postseason.
Looking forward to it.
We are here.
Tennessee.
We are here.
40th anniversary of the SEC championship. Bringing it back.
Oh, is it 40 years officially?
40 years.
Man. 79, huh? 79. Got to do it. 78-79 season. I want to see it, man. I want to see it. Man, dragging a little bit today. You guys got to bear with me. I need a lot of help from you today. I like to throw that out there. Most time on a Friday, don't need a lot of help from you. I'm going to go ahead and today. Got Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, need to go ahead and take me a nice swig to wake up.
I already had a Red Bull, and I think I'm sweating now. So, you know that's good for you. Now, how many Red Bulls can you have before your heart explodes?
I mean,
I'm doing a case study on myself.
Ask Coach O. I'm sure he's had a lot of Red Bulls, and he's still alive. I think that dude, they say he drinks like almost 20 a day.
He is the personification of Red Bull.
He's unhuman-like, though. I mean, just you listen to him talk, all those that amount of Red Bulls, it can't be good on him. He's already in a high-pressure job, very intense all the time. So Red Bulls cannot be good for his heart. But yeah, I got me Dr. Pepper today, but I did it, got the double. I'm double-fisting today. I got the Dr. Pepper brand, and I got the Body Armor drink. See, I got a little something that's not good for me with a lot of sugar, with a lot of caffeine, and I got my super hydration drink as well. Headlines in the NFL. Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games by the league. I think everyone saw that coming after Cleveland picks him up. You know, the league's got to make a decision soon to go ahead and they rule on that. I doubt you'll see an appeal here, right?
No, you just take it and
You just take it and move on and come back for the second half of the season. And in a – no – I guess, is it pessimistic looking this way? I mean, to look at the bright side of things for him, although there's a lot of, you know, negative stigma surrounding why he is suspended, there's not a lot of wear and tear on his body this past year. He's going to get 8 games off, and then not to mention the games that he got off.
Yeah, at
the
come end. Back fresh.
Yeah, he's coming back real fresh, and he was already a beast out there.
Not as fresh as Le'Veon Bell. But fresh nonetheless.
No, not as fresh as Le'Veon Bell, but still fresh legs. Also, smart for LSU. He is playing okay to play in the opener today. Forget the guy's first name.
Javonte, right?
Smart. Thank you. Yeah, that is his name. Javonte Smart just left me for a second. He is playing today. LSU up early, 5-0 on Florida. Keep you updated as that goes along. More NBA drama, a little drama in the NBA. The Jazz community still sounding off. That Jazz fan planning to sue Russell Westbrook, I saw that. The owner of the Jazz came out, quote, "We're not a racist community." Not a racist community. So, Jazz fans, not too happy with their own getting banned, but there were some tweets found from that guy. They went back in the Twitter machine. Kind of seems like he says he's not a racist. He's got some racist tendencies. That was one thing that was definitely noticed in some of his tweets, some of the language. But the Jazz firing back. LeBron, Lakers, man, totally out of the playoff race now, Brandon. Totally.
Is it official?
I think they might have to lose
tonight.
Are they
mathematically eliminated?
It might be one more game, but it's official, man. Yeah. It's official.
They've been dead on arrival for a while. So
it is official. Big failure for the first season. So, yeah, it's definitely official. Definitely official. Big failure for the first season of LeBron in Hollywood. They ain't got the team, man. They ain't got the team.
He's got his red wine. He'll be all right.
Does got his red wine. He's got Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. Space Jam 2.
I think
right?
He's actually – I don't know about the remake of Space Jam. I remember when I first heard about the news, and, of course, who else were they going to get to do this unless it would have been Kobe in his prime? I mean, it has to be somebody
right.
Like a LeBron James. I don't know else you could get. Maybe Kevin Durant, but he doesn't have, like, the persona to be in a Space Jam. I mean, LeBron –
he's not iconic.
Yeah,
he's a great player.
Great player
LeBron,
right now. He's
LeBron
not iconic
and
yet.
LeBron are iconic.
Yeah, not iconic yet. So – whenever I first heard about Space Jam, I was like, "Oh yeah, might be pretty good." Now I'm like, "I don't think it's gonna be that good. I really don't. I know LeBron's done some acting before, and he wasn't too bad, but I just don't know if I want to see a remake of one of my childhood favorites."
I mean, I'm hesitant because, like most remakes, I'm worried this one's gonna be terrible. Like they say, you know, best golf movie ever, Caddyshack. Worst golf movie ever, Caddyshack 2.
Oh.
Might be the same way with Space Jam. I don't know, but I love Space Jam as a kid.
Yeah, I think it might be the same way. Also, in NFL free agency news, the Giants continue to beef up Brandon, adding Golden Tate, 4-year, $37.5 million deal. They got him, nabbed him up yesterday sometime.
Makes no sense what they're doing.
It doesn't.
I do not understand they're doing.
What's their game plan here?
Yeah, like it's almost like they're trying to rebuild around Eli Manning's corpse that they drag out there to take snaps, and then they bring in Golden Tate. It's like, why? Like, what are you doing? You traded Odell. You bring in Golden Tate. Mm-hmm. What's the end plan here?
It seems like they're just – we need to get another receiver for Eli. They're just going to – it's going to be Eli Manning wheeled out there in a wheelchair eventually. just the Giants, just still having faith in Eli. Just so loyal to Eli. Yeah, I thought they were going full rebuild. Looks like they're still trying to win.
Yeah, makes no sense. They're not going to.
Yeah.
They might win like five games. They just played well enough not to be the number one pick.
Yeah, exactly. 865-546-8200, 546-8200 if you want to jump in on the discussion. We'll have a Tennessee football spring practice update later on in the show. Man, all right, so things we want to see tonight, let's go ahead and get to the basics. What do we want to see going up against Mississippi State? Key things. Last time we did this, I feel like we got a really good win out of it, Brandon. So, first of all, need you guys to be aggressive. Be aggressive. That's what we want to see. Jordan Bone, I want to see you dribble drive. Yeah, most teams are now starting to, you know, really play him on that dribble drive, give him some space around the arc and even around the mid-range. Dribble drive, you can he's just so great at finding his other teammates, and you have to focus on Jordan Bone now and his speed. So I want to see a lot of aggressiveness from Bone. If they give you the three, go ahead and knock that down. This could be a big game for him. This could be a big tournament for him. We know Grant's gonna come. He's gonna show up. Admiral. I mean, this is his last run. It could be Grant Williams' last run as a Vol. Depending on how he plays in these postseason tournaments, elevates his draft status. Right now, he's pretty much a late first round pick. Could get to the mid. Mid first round, something like that. That's probably about as highest as he could get. But yeah, do something like that because of a nice showing in the tournament. So we'll see those guys be aggressive. Really need to see a big game from Cal Alexander. Now we started to see flashes of it last couple games of the season. A little bit more aggressive from Kyle. Didn't seem as timid out there. Seemed to be out of whatever mental funk that he was in. Because I don't really think it was. As much as he wasn't hitting a lot of shots and not doing the things that he was doing first in the first part of the season, it seemed everything with Kyle Alexander seems mental, and it always has seemed like that because he's got the tools and he doesn't have a bad shot. His shot has improved over the years. He's actually a pretty good 3-point shooter too when you watch him. But I want to see Kyle really make an impact. He needs to have a good tournament because he has to be an impact going into the NCAA tournament. You really missed him when he lost to Loyola Chicago. You really could have used his size. Only thing I'm worried about tonight in the game for Tennessee is the length of Mississippi State. Don't do well with the length when teams have a lot of bigger bodies down low like LSU did. Kentucky's got some of those long guys. So you want to see those guys really just battle hard and, I mean, play as aggressive as you did the last three games of the season. Outside of Auburn, which whatever funk that you have whenever you play Bruce Pearl, I just can't explain. But outside of that, you need to really play the defense that we saw in Kentucky's game, defense you saw in Mississippi State. You really need to hit them hard. Hit them right in the mouth. From the get-go, 865-546-8200. We're hitting you right in the mouth right now on this beautiful Friday in East Tennessee. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, we'll give you a little spring practice update, give you an update from the SEC tournament, LSU Florida continue to roll on. Also, we got some other tournaments happening around the NCAA. You are listening to It's Optional, and this is Fan Run Radio. Alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Make me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen to make me always feel like. I might be too strung out on compliments. Overdose. Welcome back to It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7. And as always on the Fan Run Radio app. Couple tournaments going on right now. The American Conference Championship, the American Athletic, I think is what it is, whatever it is, AAC. Yeah. That's going on right now. Yeah, Houston and UConn. Looked like Houston was up on UConn right at that little sneak peek we got right here. LSU still up on Florida. Man, I didn't even realize. I had a really busy night, man. I'm telling you. Worked two jobs, kind of busy. Really, days kind of coming together. The hours are coming together. Working the bar nights, working the bar life. Ole Miss, Big Kermit, really let me down. I thought Ole Miss could really make that run. They had favorable matchups set up if they were able to, you know, win. You got to win the first game. They got beat, though. They got beat. Let me down. I wonder if they can still get in the tournament. Kermit Davis.
I think they're in.
Coach of the year.
I'm wondering about.
They got 20 wins on the season.
Yeah, I think they're going to be in. They've got some good wins.
Yeah, they do have some good wins.
But Alabama, a lot of people put them on the bubble.
Yep.
So what do you think? Obviously, if they beat Kentucky, they're going to go. They're in like 18-14 right now. But if they beat Kentucky, you're going to be in. But what do you think they'd have to do, the bare minimum, in order to get in? Like, take it to overtime, lose by like six, or, you know?
I mean, you lose a close one, you're going to have the committee kind of, you know, might raise some eyebrows. You lose a close one, they still might put them in. I think they need a win tonight.
Right, I do too.
If they beat Kentucky, like you said, I think that's
That'd be their second win.
It's a quad one win. Yeah,
that'd be their second.
Used to be like the RPI, but now it's all about the quad. So yeah, it's a nice quad one win. Be their second, like you said. And yeah, that's a good enough win versus a top 10 opponent, a top 5 opponent at one point this season. So.
And they'd already beaten them once.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't see the tournament putting in an 18-15 Alabama team. So like you were saying, you have to win tonight if you're an Alabama fan. And if they win, then they're going to be in. I don't see how you could keep them out. They'd probably jump over Ole Miss if they were coming down to those two. So Avery Johnson, who knows?
Who knows? And I heard people talking, you know, and he's maybe not the greatest coach, and he was a much better NBA coach so far. But I mean, you got to give it time. Like what we were saying, might go ahead and still might beat Kentucky tonight, get into the tournament. They're right there on the bubble now, one of the last four out. So, yeah, that's a big enough win. If they can do that, that kind of turns around their whole outlook of their season and probably turns around a lot of the opinions of Avery Johnson for a lot of fans. So it'd be a big win for them. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. Big news from spring practice from the Heel. Brandon Kennedy possibly may receive a sixth year of eligibility. He had the medical, or he was a graduate transfer. Came on, and then I guess now going to be going for that medical red shirt, I believe.
He should get one. I mean, he was knocked out of the first game, I think, after having probably the worst block in the history of UT football on his very first play. But other than that, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Like you said, Kennedy was eligible to play immediately from coming from Alabama, for those of you who have forgotten. And, yeah, he's going to be applying for – I guess a medical red shirt. And
he's still eligible for this year, though, no matter what, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
And then suffered, yeah. Okay, so he had 2 years of eligibility remaining, as you just said, but he can receive a waiver for a sixth season due to last year's injury. So going for that medical red shirt, I'm guessing, or medical waiver, whatever they're calling it. And I quote, "It's a possibility. It's up in the air," is what Kennedy had to say about it. "I just want to get back and do everything to help my team." That'd be pretty sweet, right? You know, he hated that the guy got injured, but that'd be kind of cool getting the sixth year of eligibility.
Yeah, I mean,
in football?
Yeah, it'd be cool to play football. It would not be cool to be in your sixth year of college.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, all right, it's time to get out of here. Yeah, if you're playing football, go for it.
Another heartwarming news in the NFL, Daniel Snyder.
The R words.
Yeah, the Washington racial slurs. He actually presented Landon Collins with an autographed game-worn Sean Taylor jersey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of cool right there. Collins said, "It took me a good 30 to 45 minutes to calm down. I couldn't even eat." They just, Redskins just signed, the Washington racial slurs, excuse me, just signed a 6-year deal worth $84 million. He also, see, that's another thing. We're talking about the Giants. Giants let one of their centerpieces of their defense go. So you're like, oh, yeah, they're on the rebuild. Nah. They're still trying to win, trading their draft picks away for Jabril Peppers and a hot dog. Yeah, I mean, pretty much is what they gave Odell Beckham. Like, they could have got a lot more for Odell Beckham. I'm sure they've been presented with more over the years for Odell Beckham. They have had to have gotten better
deals. How much do you think the Antonio Brown thing scared the Giants into making that move?
I think that's going to scare a lot of players. Think about this. Most of the time, we don't see the players like Le'Veon Bell. He still gets the more guaranteed money probably than what the
Yeah, it's like
the Steelers. They had offered to give him
33 guaranteed, and then he got 35. I mean, he still lost because he missed out on the 14 and a half.
He missed out on the 14 and a half, and he could have made like up to like 65, I guess, with the Steelers, something like that. I read. So it's odd that it backfired on him. He sits out, and you think, man, if you just sit out the entire season, you'd probably make more waves. Antonio Brown plays and then sits out the last game, throws the fit, and then they're not even really wanting to trade him. They're thinking like, oh, it's just AB being AB. You know, it happens every summer with him and Ben Roethlisberger. They kind of go through a tiff. Like, they were kind of doing that every summer. You hear about in the media. They're not speaking to each other.
They're that couple in high school that would break up and get back together. And now I guess it's official.
Yeah, so they kept doing that. And then AB just, like, goes on social media, and there's where athletes. He didn't have to go do the decision a la LeBron James. He just he put out a tweet saying, thank you, Steeler Nation, and that, you know, pretty much I'm gone. And then they talked it. He talked it over with the ownership, and they got him out of there quick, and he got everything he wanted.
Yeah, big winner.
Big winner. He gets the big contract, the last one he's probably going to get of his career because, you know, he's an aging wide receiver, and he gets all the guaranteed money that he wanted, and he didn't even have to sit out the entire season and lose money.
I was going to say, too, since I know now we are a Browns show.
Yep. Is our Browns update?
I saw a nickname. Need your opinion on it. Thought it was pretty good. However, you know, I don't know who came up with it. I don't have it in front of me. But
what's the nickname?
Since Odell Beckham is number 13, how about Baker's Dozen?
Oh.
Thoughts on that?
I like it.
Yeah, I was a big fan of it. I don't know who came up with it, but it wasn't me, but it's a fantastic nickname.
I love that. I love it a lot. The Baker's Dozen, that's what we're just going to call Odell from now. Yep, there's a Browns update. We might come with one more Browns nugget for you. You know, as the show moves along, because we are a pro Cleveland Browns show now. We are going to keep track of the Browns every single day until they make the postseason and win the Super Bowl. That's right. You heard it. That's what we're going to do, because that's what everybody is predicting them to do, right? They got the super offense, the dream team offense, like Vince Young said. Yeah, it's that's what they're going to do. So we're going to watch them very closely for you all. We will keep you updated on everything Cleveland Browns. That's going to be a lot of fun. We might even have to get like dog pound shirts. Isn't that what they call it? The dog pound?
Yeah, the dog pound. Like, I mean, they'd have to be the prohibitive favorite for the AFC North now, right? If I was betting, I would definitely jump on.
Well, they're better than Pittsburgh.
Yeah. If I was betting, though, I think you could get good value betting on the Steelers because it's still the Steelers and they're still the Browns. Like, until I see it.
Oh, the Browns' odds. Well, the Browns have like the third highest odds for the Super Bowl at 14-1, which is, I mean, who would have thought that in the last
2 years ago?
Things you didn't expect to say in 2019. The Browns have the third highest odds to make it to the Super Bowl.
I'll say this, too.
What?
That's one thing the NFL does better than any other professional sports league is they sell hope. You know what I mean? 2 years ago, the Browns didn't win one game, and now they're favorites to make a run in the playoffs, potentially go to the Super Bowl. No other league is like that.
Yeah.
If you're winless, which is almost impossible, like, so you're the worst in the league in basketball or baseball, 2 years from that point, chances are 99% chance your team will not be competitive.
Yeah.
So, big time win for the Browns.
It never happens. It never happens. And, I mean, they did it kind of like, teams were just giving them stuff, like Odell Beckham. They just got that given to them. Yeah, John Dorsey, he makes a move, the most controversial move he's made so far.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. Okay, and then.
And you got him for nothing.
He's done everything, though, pretty damn good so far. Go after Baker. It was kind of risque, but it worked out. Baker Mayfield looking like he can be a star in this league. Get rid of Hugh Jackson when you're supposed to get rid of Hugh Jackson. They went ahead and did that.
Is it safe to say Hugh Jackson might be the worst NFL coach of all time?
No. It is safe to say that he could be the second worst NFL coach of all time. But the worst, Brandon, the worst NFL coach of all time, I feel like, is the one, the only, Fitty Fitty. Yeah, Mr. Fitty Fitty, I'm talking about Jeff Fisher, Mr. 8-8. going no stinking 8-8 this year. Like, yeah, he's always been the, when you look up, mediocre in the dictionary is going to have Jeff Fisher's name beside it. You know, he's always going to be in the middle. He's always fitty-fitty. Mr. 8-8. Every August 8th is Jeff Fisher Day. 8-8.
I would say Jeff Fisher is definitely the most frustrating coach.
Yeah.
Because you just meddle around,
well,
right?
It's just like he always had some really good talent. Like, mm-hmm. All right, one of those Titans teams that he had in their prime was Steve McNair. I know they went to the Super Bowl. I think they should have won one, though. I really do. I think they had some really good talent. I don't think he used McNair at first like he was supposed to, you know, going back and forth playing Neil.
He's never used quarterbacks like he's supposed
to. Neil O'Donnell. We saw what happened with the Rams and Jared Goff, and they had a lot of talent.
And Nick Foles.
Yeah, and Nick Foles.
He had Nick Foles, yes. Jared Goff, and Case Keenum all on the same team.
Yes. And then Case Keenum goes to the AFC Championship. Jared Goff that same year after, you know, Sean McVay's first year, we see that, oh, man, they really got something. He goes to the Super Bowl this year. So, yeah, fitty-fitty is pretty bad. I mean, there's much worse, much more worse, much worser. Is it? That's what it is? I was trying to think of that in my head, and it really wasn't.
I think it's just much worse.
Much worse. There's much worse teams, I mean, coaches out there. But Fisher just is up there, and it's probably because of – our proximity to him because he was a Titans coach for so long. And at one time, we liked him. We did. But he's always just been that polarizing kind of bleep hole coach. He kind of is thinks that he's a lot better than what he is. And he's always just been average.
Yeah. I mean,
he is Mr. Average.
And that's what's so frustrating about him. At least with, like, Hugh Jackson, you knew what you're getting. Like, after that 0-16 season, it's like, all right, what, you expect him to turn it around?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to.
He is what he is.
Right.
He
with
is
Jeff
what
Fisher,
he is.
Though, my gosh. Yeah, he was – it's kind of like Butch when he would hang around, you know, do just enough to stay a little bit longer, and then the wheels completely fell off the wagon, like what happened to Jeff Fisher out in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, at least with – if you're terrible and you are terrible – I can deal with it. We already know what we're getting. Just the constant fluctuation between 9-7 and 7-9 is terrible.
I don't mind if I know what I'm signing up for. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. You've signed up for, if you're listening right now, to a great Friday. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got another strip club scandal. That's right.
My favorites.
In collegiate athletics, we have another strip club scandal. We'll give you the deets when we return. You're listening, It's Optional, right here on Fan Run Radio. Money. Oh, yeah.
Thought I'd play some 70s hits.
I like it.
Get us in the mood for Tennessee winning the SEC tournament.
I love it. Take it back, Brandon. I love how you correlate the music for the topics of discussion. That's right. Playing the 70s hits. We're trying to go back to 79. That's right. We want to go back. We want to have a throwback Sunday. That's right. On Sunday, just close your eyes, people. Think about it. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Ooh, you know the libations will already be flowing very heavily for you. Probably be drinking some green beer out there. You probably have a couple Irish car bombs. I know I might. You probably have, you know, what's some baby Guinnesses. You'll have a couple of those. You have the green beer. You'll do all of that. You'll have yourself some Jameson.
Yeah, good.
You'll eat some bangers and mash. I think that's Irish food. You'll do all that, and then just think about it. You're watching the Vols game, and they do it. They win. I'm talking about if you saw it in 78 and 79, you're telling everybody, oh, man, it felt like this then. This one might feel a little bit better, baby. This one might feel a little bit better. We're back. Vols are back. I can't believe they did it. Chance called it. He told me. Give him time. Give them time. Just think about it, people. Imagine. I think Lennon had a song called Imagine, right? Am I right on that?
You are.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, imagine. Just imagine on Sunday how special it could be. Vols win, hoist that trophy. You know what that means. Going to get a number one seed. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go out and party because it's St. Patrick's Day. That's right. That's what's going to happen. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump on with us, we got a phone call. Who are we talking to, Brandon?
We got Roger first, and then Philly's coming up next.
What's up, Rog? It's been a long time. No, hadn't heard from you a little bit.
I know. It's been a long time. I talked to you. How y'all doing today?
Feeling good, Roger. Feeling good. Tennessee plays tonight, 9:30. Yeah. We're excited. Mississippi State, they're no match for us. We're going to handle business. Tennessee's going to do it this year, Roger. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I was going to ask you about it. Again, tonight, I was going to ask you how you think. First tonight, I was going to ask you about tonight first, and then tomorrow, how you think we can do it? You think we can win? I don't know we can, but you think we're going to win tonight?
Excuse my French, Roger. You're damn right I do. You're damn right. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win big tonight. They're trying to send a message, man. What's going to happen, Roger? We're going to see a lot from our guard play. Jordan Bone's going to help us out this tournament. I feel like Grant's going to do his thing. We never have to really worry about Grant Williams, Rog. But Jordan Bone, our guards, Jordan Bowden, maybe he's our sleeper. He's definitely the guy we need to see. And we need to see Lamonte bounce back. Lamontre Turner needs to have a bounce back tournament. It needs to start now. I don't care what he did in the regular season. I don't care, Roger, that he went 6 of 30 to end the year. That does not matter to me. Uh-uh. All I care about, Roger, you know what I care about?
What's that?
I care about what he does in the postseason. I care about can he get this team to a victory?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
You with me, Rog? Are you with me? I got you fired up.
You're passionate.
I'm fired up, Roger. I'm ready to run through a brick wall right now. That's what I feel about this basketball team. Thank you, Rog. I appreciate the phone call, Roger. It's good to talk to you, man.
Go Vols.
Go Vols, baby. Okay, Roger's fired up. I'm fired up in the Fan Run Studios. Woo! It's a good Friday. I just hit my second stride, people, if you can tell. You've been listening to the show right now. Chance Collins just hit the second stride. Let's go ahead and talk to the mayor of South Knoxville. Let's talk to Phil. What up, Phil?
Chance.
You fired up?
How are you and Brandon doing?
We're doing good now. Roger got me fired up.
I start celebrating 2 days early. That's pretty cool, you know.
I like it. I do that sometimes. That's what you got to do. You got to imagine it, because you know what they say, Phil. You got to envision the things you want in life. That's what I do. That's how I lead my life.
Yeah,
I'm envisioning things that I want.
Imagine there's no UK on a Sunday afternoon in Nashville. That'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Oh, man. That just make it that much greater, right? That just make it that much greater. Hey, Alabama's got a good chance to knock them out tonight. Already done did it?
If they play like they did the second half, but they play like the first half, they'll be down by 20.
Yeah, that's true.
They get down by 20 Kentucky, there's no way they're going to come back and win.
I don't think a lot of teams in this country, they get down by 20 to Kentucky, they can't come back. Cal does really good in the tournament. We know that. He gets his – as much as he tries to act like he doesn't put so much emphasis on the conference tournament, he gets his guys up and ready for this tournament, man.
Yeah, he does. And you look at that ball game last night, Alabama turned the ball over, I think, about 10 times in the first half. I think in the second half they only turned it over about three times. And that's the reason why they got back in the game. Of course, they destroyed Ole Miss on the boards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was wrong on that. I thought Kermit Davis was going to do it for us, Phil. I just really wanted to see them come up against LSU. Looks like LSU is really –
What's LSU, Florida? Yeah,
right now, they're up 9, Phil, with about 4 minutes to go, LSU is. And they have looked pretty good this entire game. You know, hasn't really been much of Florida. But Florida's starting to go in a little bit of run. Their defense is what's helping them get back in it.
Well, what's going to hurt LSU is if there's a close game at the end, not having Will Wade there, might have a factor. I don't know. Or this cat might end up replacing him down there. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I think LSU's got the most talented team in America. I like him more talented than Duke.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that Duke game last night?
No, I saw it. It was phenomenal. I mean, the guy's a once-in-a-generation player.
He
is. I can say.
He really is. And he came back 13 of 13, Phil.
I know.
It's pretty wild that he, and that's after, you know, being out for what, almost 3 weeks now with a grade 4 sprain. And so, yeah, he's legit, and they are a much better team. They're really good without him, but they're damn near unstoppable when they're rolling when he's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a different presence because people are so intimidated to take it in. Because you can't. Like, it's not even – they're so intimidated, but you can't take it inside on him and just expect to get anything. Not only is he so freakishly athletic as far as the offensive side of the ball, all the dunks and everything else, he doesn't have a great shot. But he's good inside the paint at the box with his back to the basket. But I think his defense is one of the things that people don't talk near enough about. His defense is phenomenal.
Well, we need Tennessee to win tonight because I pretty much cements number 2 seed. And I think they're already with Texas Tech getting beat last night. I think that just about guarantees Tennessee's going to get a number 2 seed at the worst, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's the worst that they can do.
What happened to the station yesterday? Did Bear Bryant hit the wrong button again? It went off about 5:15 yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe that's what happened. You know, nobody's really talking about it on the drive, Phil. They were kind of being hush hush about it, and then you know it happened, and it only happened on the drive. So it kind of makes you think, you know, the bear do the bear thing again.
Yeah, pushing that wrong button again.
Hey, see you, Phil. He'll never learn. We'll never learn too. We got to take a quick timeout. Caller, hold right there for us. You'll be first up when we get right back. Busy, busy phone lines around here today, baby. Friday, you're listening to It's Optional right here on Fan Run Radio.
Come on, we got DJ Kool and Ducky Fresh. Rockin' to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Ducky Fresh and Biz Marquee. Hey. Rockin' to the beat in the place.
Man, y'all get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City, dude. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out my
It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Can't speak today. Welcome back. Fridays. Another Friday. You made it, people. Friday gang. The weekend is upon you. You clock out today. You have a little fun. Big game tonight. Tennessee tipping off against Mississippi State. SEC tournament. 9:30 postseason is here. Zero dark postseason activated. Everybody should be primed and ready. Not only the players, also the fans. Definitely gonna need you all. I know Trey said there was a lot of orange in Nashville, and rightfully so. We knew we would pack that arena very well.
Couldn't that have been from the Florida fans? when he said that yesterday, I was like, well, they are playing.
That's not true, too. That's not true, but yeah, too. Probably a lot of Tennessee fans around there. So, going to need all we can get out there. Big Blue Nation, they'll kick off. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock. Keep our eyes on that one. Would love to see Alabama go and take them out. Told you we had breaking news earlier for you. Another strip club visit. Georgia Tech assistant coach being charged by the NCAA with level 1 violations relating to an Atlanta strip club. I wonder if it was Follies. That sources told ESPN included current Chicago Bulls Wookie. Man, I really cannot speak today. That's what happens, man. Lack of sleep. Wookie. We're not talking Star Wars. Chicago Bulls rookie Wendell Carter Jr. See how I could do that right there? Rookie. Then I'm saying Wendell Carter Jr. in the next phrase. And former Georgia Tech and NBA player Jarrett Jack, who is a representative of Georgia Tech's athletics interests, is alleged to have provided Carter and unidentified then Georgia Tech player with $300 for the strip club visit. $300. Go in there and make it rain, boys. $300. The NCAA has notified Georgia Tech officials and former assistant Daryl Labari is a booster of the sources I've identified to ESPN. Ron Bell, a former friend of the Yellow Jackets basketball coach Josh Pastner, are also being charged with multiple alleged rules violations, level 1 violations, which are the most serious people under NCAA rules. So, Georgia Tech can't keep themselves out of the strip club.
I was going to say, how did they find out about stuff like this? If you're handing $300 cash, how do they even find out?
It just doesn't make any sense, right?
Someone's talking. Loose lips sink ships, Georgia Tech. Come on now.
Georgia Tech has not been charged with any lack of institutional control, and Pastner has not been charged with failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance nor failure to monitor his staff, though. The NCAA, or Pastner's attorney, as I said, Josh cooperated fully with the NCAA investigation, has not been charged with any violations. Really funny, though. It's funny how these, like you say, somebody's talking, and it's just funny to me how these schools keep getting caught up in strip. I mean, why do we care? Why does it matter? Really shouldn't matter. I mean, as long as they're of age, it matters about the cash. But like you say, who's snitching over $300?
Right.
Somebody who was mad that they didn't get taken to the strip club. That's what happened.
It makes no sense. Like, I don't know. It's $300 cash in the grand scheme of things is nothing, by the way. So I don't know who's talking down there. Someone might be a little disgruntled with Josh Pastner, if I'm guessing. And another thing too is, how is Georgia Tech so terrible? If you're going to commit level one violations or whatnot, at least be good. Do the LSU thing.
Yeah.
Like, at least be good.
At least be having a good season. At least be good at basketball. If you are going to go ahead and do the do, like if that's what you're going to do, go ahead and do it.
Like if we're going to cheat, let's be good at
go
cheating.
All out.
Right.
Go like, all out.
Like people getting on the Patriots about like Spygate and stuff. It's like, well, at least they won. Like if you're going to cheat, you might as well win.
That's the thing. You can't cheat and lose. Like that's the worst thing. When you're trying to cheat, when people do that, board games, video games, like we're talking now in sports, universities, professional teams, you can't cheat and lose. Same thing rules should apply in your life. Now, I'm no cheater and I'm no advocate, but like people who cheat down,
right?
Never understood that. Like one thing, it's very like a slap in the face to whoever you cheated on. And obviously, and you already cheated on them in the first place, but then you cheated with somebody uglier or somebody
exactly
more less no bigger proportionate, you know, more girth, you know, like you're cheating with the person that looks worse. I don't know, man. Like you shouldn't cheat in the first place. You should be very loyal to your spouse, whoever your significant other. But yeah,
but if you're gonna do it,
but if you're gonna, if people are doing it, I've never understood why people they're cheating down out there.
Yeah, like there's some people that like cheat. It's like okay. Like you somebody have done that.
If somebody's going to cheat on me, by God, he better look better than me.
Yeah, it's like logically, I can follow your train of thought. If I'd be like, oh, they're more attractive,
I understand. He's got like a 12-pack. That dude's pretty. He's a doctor. I'm over here doing radio. Yeah. You know, like I understand. I get you. You made a solid decision.
It's like I'm upset with you.
I'm
but
upset.
I get it.
You made a good decision for your career, though. It's a business decision. Yeah. Never understood why people cheating down. If you cheat, like Brandon says, especially in sports, make sure to not get caught. At least make sure to not get caught.
Same with like those parents who paid for their kids to get in school.
Oh, Aunt Becky. Do we have any Aunt Becky updates?
Not right now.
Today.
I'm sure we'll find one. But one of the schools mentioned was like San Diego State. Why would you even like pay like to cheat to get into San Diego State? I get it if you're going to Yale. Like, okay.
People out here, it's like somebody out here cheating trying to go to, and no slack on them, like ETSU or something. You know,
right.
Like,
it's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You don't have to. Yeah, you probably just, if your grades are that bad, you can't get in some of those schools. San Diego State, it's a big, like, party school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always been advertised as, like, one of the bigger party schools out there.
So I was cracking up reading the thing since it, like, listed. It's like, University of Texas at Austin, an elite institution. Yale, an elite institution.
Yeah.
San Diego State, a good university. Like, even they're acknowledging, like, what are you doing? Why? You don't have to cheat to get in there. And just like Georgia Tech, you don't have to cheat to be a mid-level ACC team that has no shot at making the tournament.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't have to. You talked about Texas. You just briefly brought that up. I saw something. Get your thoughts on this. I saw, like, a graphic that popped up. I forgot who had posted this, somebody on Twitter. But who do you think is going to have the more – who's going to win a college football playoff championship first, Tom Herman or Lincoln Riley?
Oh, you got to say Lincoln Riley at this point.
You got to just because of where he's been. Where, you know, they've been to the playoffs now, what, 2 years in a row? And
yeah.
The fact he's had back-to-back Heismans as well.
I think Oklahoma's been in it every single year. Just the two with Lincoln Riley, though. Since I remember Oklahoma lost to Clemson in the Orange Bowl a few years back with Bob Stoops last season. It was like Baker's junior year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Oklahoma's been up there top five past 3 or 4 years. And then, yeah, you got to say Lincoln Riley. I don't know if he will win one, but if you had to bet on him or Tom Herman right now.
Bet, man. But people like Tom Herman in Texas, they're back on the rise.
I do not want Tom Herman to win a national title. Throwing such a fit about the horns down thing, making it an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on opposing teams.
Well, Tom Herman,
it's a joke.
Always seems to act like the guy that, like,
just the victim.
The victim, and he can he's the guy that picks on people, that loves to, like, pick and poke at and prod at people, but then when somebody, like you say, comes at him, it's like, oh, what are you doing? You're picking on me.
Exactly.
You're picking on me.
He can dish it out, but he's not too good at taking it.
Let's see. Oklahoma has been in it 1 year. One, two.
Yeah.
They've been in three of the five.
Three of the five.
Three of the five.
And the last two.
Yeah, the last two, you're right, and they've been in three of the five overall. Wow.
So, yeah, they've been
pretty damn good.
Pretty stellar.
Pretty damn good. You know the only team that's been in all five?
It's got to be Alabama, right?
Yeah.
has to be.
Just want to see if, like, is anybody surprised at who's been in all five of the college football playoffs?
I was thinking, is it just like a trick question? Yeah, like, did Clemson get all five?
Is this
Alabama
a
not getting
question
one?
Chance? No, it's
stick to your guns.
Yeah,
Alabama.
Clemson's been in four of the five. Alabama's been in all five. Yes. That is where we are when it comes to college football. It's taxing, man. It's taxing. But you know what's not taxing? It's Friday. We got one more hour with you. Hour number two coming up next. 865-546-8200. You can still get in on this discussion. We got one more hour in the books for you. Trey Wallace going to check in with us at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned for that from Nashville. You're listening. It's Optional. We're on Fan Run Radio.
With me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on.